High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Price. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gildner hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And again, welcome back to C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader involving the Minden Whippets and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will. I got the play-by-play for you again in game number two here tonight. Minden coming in a record of 6 wins and 6 losses on the season and their head coach Shannon Levin. The Minden Whippets won their last ball game. That was on Tuesday when they got by Ravenna by the score of 62-60. Just after the first of the year, the Whippets splitting a couple of ball games on the road, losing at Ainsworth, actually winning at Ainsworth 70-68, then losing at Valentine 71-42. Minden played in the Grand Island Northwest Holiday Basketball Tournament. During the break, they lost to Grand Island Northwest 66-42, and they lost to Seward in the consolation game by a score of 66-61. Obviously, Minden very successful last season, trying to get things going here for the 2012-2013 season. The Whippets at 6-6. It's a team that's averaging 59 points per ball game on offense, giving up 55.5 on the defensive end. Isaac Carlson is a guy who's been lighting them up so far for Minden. He is averaging 15.6 points per ball game. Carlson, a 5'10" inch senior. Also from the outside, you've got R.J. Watson, a 5'11" inch senior. He is averaging 14.5 points per ball game and 7.4 rebounds per game. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they have a record of 3 wins and 7 losses as we get playing here tonight. The Hawks have lost their last 4 games in a row. They lost in the Aurora Holiday Tournament to Norfolk Catholic 46-44. Lost at home to Gretna by a score of 50-41. Then he won on the road on Saturday and lost to Lincoln Christian 51-41. And then this week on Tuesday, they lost to Grand Island Northwest by a score of 51-43. So St. Cecilia is sitting at 3 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Hawks are averaging 44 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 46 on the defensive end. And the leading scorer for Hastings St. Cecilia so far on the season has been Chris Hartford. Hartford is a 6'5" inch senior who's been averaging 9 points and about 8.7 rebounds per game. Also up around 9 points is Jamison Esch. Esch is a 6'2" inch senior averaging 9 points and 2.9 rebounds per ball game. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. Brought to you by New Tech Seed. Call Terry or Jason Stark today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com. We'll get you the starting lineups in the ball game here tonight. First of all, for Hastings St. Cecilia, Jamison Esch is 6'2" and senior, averaging 9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Brooks Asher, a 5'11" inch freshman. Asher is averaging 7.6 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. Joel Graupel is a 6'1" inch senior. Graupel is averaging 6.4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Alex Sheehy, a 6'2" inch junior. Sheehy is averaging 5.8 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Chris Hartford, 6'5" and a senior. Hartford averaging 9 points and 8.7 rebounds per ball game. For Minden, they will go with Isaac Carlson, a 5'10 senior, averaging 15 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. R.J. Watson, a 5'11" inch senior, averaging 14.5 points and 7.4 rebounds per game. Ryan Carmosta, a 5'8" inch senior, averaging 6 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Jonas Lovin, a 6'2" inch junior, Lovin averaging 7.8 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. And Mitchell Moeller is a 6'4" junior. He is averaging 2 points and one rebound per ball game. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight. Remember, call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com. Saints to say, dressed in their road blue uniforms here tonight. The Hawks will shoot to our basket to our right. Minden dressed in their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in the purple. Saints to say, controlling the opening tip. Hawks have the ball. There's a 15-footer off the left side. A shot by Hartford, no good. Not over the rebound. It's loose and it's picked up here by Isaac Carlson. Isaac Carlson now for Minden as he runs her back the other way. Deep in the right corner, there's a long three. R.J. Watson nails a three from deep in the left corner. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-0 ball game as Minden is out on top of Easting St. Cecilia. Boys high school basketball action. There's Hartford with the ball. Comes over here on the right side. His shot is taken there. It's going to be no good by Esch. And the rebound comes down to Minden, running back the other way. Down the near sideline, Carlson has got it now for the Whippets. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Carlson on the dribble, moves it inside the free throw circle. R.J. Watson here on the near side. Watson cross-court pass goes over on the right side. A shot by Jonas Levin. It's going to be no good from the corner, and a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul is going to be called here on the Minden Whippets. A pushing foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Watson. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Whippets. Just underway in boys high school basketball here tonight. In the first one, it was Minden knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia in girls play, 46-35. 3-0 is the score here. The Whippets have the lead. Here's Hartford going to work. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Chris Hartford gets the field goal left side of the lane down here in the baseline. He gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in the play. Mitchell Moeller picking up the personal foul for Minden. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Whippets. It's a 3-2 ball game now. Minden has got the lead, but going to the free throw line will be Chris Hartford, a 41% foul shooter for St. Cecilia. And his shot is up there. He misses it. And the rebound comes down to the Minden Whippets down the far sideline. So just underway, 3-2 is the score. Minden has got the lead. R.J. Watson has got the ball. Watson comes out here in the three-point territory to Levin. Now the near sideline to Isaac Carlson. The pass to Moeller at the top of the key. Right side to R.J. Watson. Down low now to Carmosta. He is double-teamed along the baseline. Throws it back out here to Jonas Levin, top of the key. Inside to Moeller. Hands it away now to Carlson. He can't get anything going, so he throws it back out near the 10-second line. Jonas Levin, he takes the ball. There's a feed to the right wing with the basketball over there. Is going to be R.J. Watson. Cross-court pass to Carlson for three. Shot good. Isaac Carlson nails the tray. So Minden is open up with a couple of three-pointers. They've got the lead over St. Cecilia now by a score of 6-2. Hawks with the ball back in their offensive zone. Brooks Asher has got it. Free throw line extended left side out to Jamison Esch. Bombs it inside to Hartford. Hartford throws it to the near sideline. Now to Joel Groffel, who touches the ball for the first time here tonight. Groffel out on top. Esch has got it as Minden plays a man-to-man defense. Down in the right corner, Brooks Asher holds the ball. Back out here in the three-point territory to Groffel. Comes across the top now. Alex Sheehy back to Groffel. Groffel holds it. There's an entry pass to get it to Asher in the lane. The ball chipped away from him. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. 5:38 to play high school basketball tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 and also online at KLIQFM.com. St. Cecilia will play things in. Here's Hartford down in the baseline. Hartford spins. He puts up a shot. It's up there good. Chris Hartford a little bit off balance here on the right side of the lane. He gets the field goal. He scored both field goals for the Hawks. It is now a 6-4 ball game as Minden has got the lead. Whippets come back with the ball. Isaac Carlson across the midcourt stripe goes over to Ryan Carmosta on the deep wing. And the right side picked up there by Asher of St. Cecilia. Top of the key is Carlson. Mishandles the ball. Picks it up near the 10-second line. Carlson dribbles it to the top of the key over to Carmosta. He drives the ball down the lane, dumps it off down to Moeller. His shot no good. Rebound Carmosta. Follow shot's going to be blocked down, and it's picked up here by Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Jamison Esch into the forecourt. Now to Asher on the near sideline. Down on the baseline, Sheehy drives. His shot's blocked. Picks it back up. His shot no good, and the rebound comes down to R.J. Watson. R.J. Watson running back the other way from Minden down the near sideline. Watson dribbling with the ball, comes out here to Jonas Levin out in 3 points here. That's away. Levin on the deep wing on the left side of the lane. Levin looking, cross-court pass, goes down in the corner, right side of Carmosta, drives the baseline, goes to Moeller, his shot from 5 feet away, no good. Rebound, Watson, his shot is up there, good. R.J. Watson out for the baseline, scores after grabbing the offensive board. He's got 5 points, and Minden is out to a four-point lead, 8-4. Esch, the Sheehy, 15-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound, R.J. Watson. Watson down the near sideline, and now a timeout's going to be called. Minden wants to call a timeout with 4:15 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Minden 8, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
People you know.
Community people.
People you know.
Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze, brought to you in part by Bentley Drug, also by the Aurora Co-op at Minden, and by Stadler Implement. 8-4 is the score. Minden has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in boys play here tonight. There's R.J. Watson with the ball. He falls down with it, but he keeps the dribble alive. R.J. over here on the left side of the lane. Hands it back here to Carlson from downtown. The three-pointer is going to be short. Rebound is loose on the baseline, picked up by R.J. Watson. He's double-teamed. Jump pass comes back out on top. That's going to be Lovin with the ball. Sends it back down in the corner on the right sideline. That's going to be Nick Warner, who's into the ball game now for Minden as they reset the offense. 8-4 is the score. Minden has got a four-point lead. Whippets with the ball. R.J. Watson. Watson, left side. His pass is deflected. It's brought down by Esch. He runs her back the other way. His driving layup. Good. Jamison Esch scores for St. Cecilia. 8-6. Hawks back to within 2 points now. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. You're in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Isaac Carlson has got the ball to get her down the high post. Lovin has got it. Comes back out here to Carlson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. The Hawks with the ball coming back the other way. Here's a Cesar Tino into the ball game now. Cesar Tino coming back from that football injury. He's into the ball game now here in the first quarter. Alex Sheehy down to Hartford to Jamison Esch. Cesar Tino has got the ball. Moves it over to Esch on the wing on the left side. Lobs it into Hartford. His shot is up there from point blank range. No good. Lovin with a rebound. Lovin comes down with a rebound as he gets it away now to Isaac Carlson. Trots it into the forecourt. Now drives the ball to the basket all the way to the hole. His shot no good. Rebound Sheehy. Carlson knocked down, but no foul called. Here's Alex Tino into the ball game. Now he's got the ball. Now to Esch. Drives it. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to R.J. Watson. Watson down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Down to the near sideline to Carlson. Isaac Carlson gets away. Takes it to the racket. Shot's blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Chris Hartford picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter of play. 2:21 to go. St. Cecilia trailing. The Minden Whippets by the score of 8-6. The free throw line will be Isaac Carlson from Minden. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season, 20 out of 28 for the free throw line so far this season. Eyes the bucket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Minden is a team hitting 54% of their free throws so far this year. 36% from three-point territory, 46% from the field. St. Cecilia sends four fresh bodies into the ball game now for head coach Kevin Asher. 8-6 the score. Minden leading by 2 points here. Isaac Carlson at the free throw line. His shot good. Carlson hits one out of two. 9-6 is the score. Minden with the lead. There's Brooks Asher back now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Minden attacking man-to-man here in his first quarter of play. Brooks Asher, Alex Tino on the wing. Out to Cesar Tino in three-point territory. Right side down to Thomas Skoke as he holds the ball. Entry pass to get it to Alex Tino. Back outside to Joel Groffel out here in three-point territory. Drives it, spins right side of the lane. Stomps and pops in the baseline. His shot no good. Down for the rebound. Jump ball called. Skoke is tied up in a play there by Jonas Lovin of Minden. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets, so we will go this way. With a minute and 57 seconds to play in the first quarter, 9-6, Whippets have a three-point lead. So Minden brings the ball back. St. Cecilia will attack right at the midcourt stripe here. With the ball is Isaac Carlson. Carlson gets it here to Jonas Lovin for three. Bingo. Jonas Lovin hits a three ball there for Minden. They've thrown up three threes already here in the first quarter. There's Groffel off of the baseline. His shot won't go. Tip try no good. And the rebound comes down to Landon Lemke for the Minden Whippets. Gets it away now to Carlson down the near sideline. The Whippets have a six-point lead, 12-6. Here's Lovin again for three. Shot good. Back-to-back trades for Jonas Lovin. And it's now a 15-6 ball game. As Minden has scored the last 7 points here in the contest. Asher for three. His shot, it won't go. Battle for the rebound. It's loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by the Whippets. Minden has got the ball. Here comes Jonas Lovin back on the attack. Gets it away to Isaac Carlson into the forecourt. Carlson has the ball poked away there by Tino, and a foul is going to be called. Cesar Tino picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first foul in Tino. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in the first quarter. 59 seconds to play in the opening period. A 15-6 ball game. Lovin has hit a couple of trays. R.J. Watson has got a tray. Isaac Carlson has also nailed a three-pointer here in the first quarter. And now the Whippets have the ball again as they bring the ball in the forecourt. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Cole Gibbons with the ball now over to the far sideline. There's Warner. His shot for three is going to be no good. Ball swatted around, picked up by Watson in the lane. His shot good. R.J. Watson, 7 points already here in the first quarter. 17-6. Bennett has jumped on the Hawks early in this ball game. Hey, here's Jamison Asher with the ball. Moves it over to Joel Groffel in the wing on the left side. Down to Sheehy. Right wing, Asher has got the ball. Asher moves it down in the corner to Esch. Holds it down there. Jamison Esch brings it up to the elbow. Hops into the lane. Goes out to Asher. Down to Skoke. Right side to Groffel. A shot for three. No good. Long rebound. R.J. Watson. Watson down the near sideline for Minden. 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Whippets already leading by 11 points, 17-6. Watson with the ball picked up by Sheehy. Down to 5 seconds. Watson drives the ball to the free throw line. Has it poked away? It's picked up by Skoke. Skoke gets it away to Asher. His shot from backcourt is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter to play. First quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. After one, Minden 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 6.
1, 2, 3, 4! The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze and also online at KLIQFM.com. Great start for the Minden Whippets. 17-6 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks turn the ball away on their opening possession of the second quarter as that ball goes trickling off of the fingertips of Brooks Asher out of bounds into the Minden bench. Now the Dogs coming back with the ball. Isaac Carlson, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe, picked up by Cesar Tino. His pass to the near side is tipped out of bounds here by Asher. And it's going to be Minden playing things in right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. 17-6, Minden has got the lead. Isaac Carlson with the ball out here for Minden. Out in three-point territory, picked out by Cesar Tino. Isaac Carlson backs her back out near the 10-second line. There's a feed to the right side to Jonas Levin. Good defense there by Esch. There's a Carmosta, takes it down to the baseline. A short jumper there by Moeller is going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Esch has got the ball here for the Hawks, running back the other way. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass over here to Cesar Tino in the lane. Puts up a shot over Moeller. Good. Cesar knocked down, and he's going to be fouled into play. Cesar Tino gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled into play after the shot. So the basket is going to count by Tino. The personal foul is going to be called to Mitchell Moeller for knocking down Tino. And now Mitchell will come to the bench here, or Willie. He was starting to come here. He's going to stay in there. St. Cecilia, a little confusion out there now as the officials will give St. Cecilia the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The bucket's going to count there by Cesar Tino. Then a foul on Moeller after the shot. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 17-8 is the score. Hawks are down by 9 points early in the ball game. There's Brooks Asher deep in a corner. Left side, they feed it inside to Hartford. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Chris Hartford working inside. He had a couple of defenders around him. He gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Landon Lemke, I believe. That's going to be his first personal foul. Yeah, first foul on Lemke. That's going to be team foul number four on the Whippets here in the first half of play. Hartford to the free throw line. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound, follow shot, Esch. Jamison Ash gets the follow, and just like that, it's a 17-12 ball game. That was basically a six-point possession there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So 17-12 is the lead. Hawks now down by 5 points here as Minden attacks the other way. Here's Lumpkin, the latest shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up there by R.J. Watson. Watson hands it away to Carlson on the deep wing in the right side. Carlson holds the ball there with Cesar Tino right in his face defensively. They set a screen. Carlson gets away, circles around. Nice pass to Watson. Watson left side of the lane, nearly travels. Comes out on top to Lemke. Down to R.J. Watson. He drives the ball down to the baseline against Groffel. Can't put up a shot. Throws it to the far side. It's too far out of bounds. Trying to connect it with Ryan Carmosa. He threw it out of bounds. In the first quarter of play, St. Cecilia was 3 out of 14 from the field, just 21%. Minden 6 out of 14 for 43%. The Hawks 0 out of 3 on three-pointers. Minden was 3 out of 8 for 38%. Minden out-rebounding St. Cecilia in the first quarter, 11-3. 17-12 was the score. Minden with a 5-point lead. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. With the ball, is going to be Jamison Ash down on the baseline. Groffel drives it toward the hoop and shot good. Groffel scores, and now Minden wants to call a timeout as St. Cecilia has scored 8 straight points here in the second quarter of play, and we got ourselves the ball game again. 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play until halftime. The score, Minden 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 14.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Looking at competitors' vehicles online, did you know Kirshner's can find the similar vehicle and match or even beat their price? Before you drive hundreds of miles, ask Kirshner's if they can get it. Kirshner's Auto Corner, open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and Stoss Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Earlier tonight, Minden facing St. Cecilia in girls play, 6:35. Halftime in boys action, Omaha Benson leading Kearney by a score of 39-24. Omaha Benson also won the girls contest 53-41 tonight. 17-14 our score here. Facing St. Cecilia down by three. There's a shot for three. Good. Jonas Levin cans another three ball. From the left side, he's now got 9 points in the ball game, all in three-pointers. St. Cecilia comes back with the ball. Here's Alex Sheehy on the wing. Lobs it right side of the lane. Chris Hartford takes it down on the baseline. Bounce pass down in the corner. Groffel, his shot from 17, won't go. Rebound is loose, picked up by R.J. Watson in the lane. Watson's long pass down the floor over the head of Lemke out of bounds. A turnover on Minden. That's their second of the ball game. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And also online at KLIQFM.com. Coverage tonight provided by Seth Johnson, your Channel C dealer, by Arcom, and by First Bank and Trust of Minden. 20-14 is the score. The Whippets have a 6-point lead over St. Cecilia here tonight. Jamison Esch with the ball. Brings it outside, down to Joel Groffel. He holds it out there. Minden in the man-to-man defense. Ash has got it, lobs it into Hartford. He works it down to the baseline, a short jumper, good. Chris Hartford scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 20-16, Minden with a lead. Whippets with the ball. Isaac Carlson into the forecourt to R.J. Watson. Deep wing on the right side. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man. Here's Jonas Levin out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Carmosa on the wing, lobs it to Carlson down the right side. The latest shot is good, and he has fouled in the play. We'll see if it counts. Isaac Carlson gets the field goal there from Minden, and that's going to be the case. The bucket will count there. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Cesar Tino picking up the personal foul for the Hawks. That's going to be Caesar's second. And going to the free throw line, trying to make this a three-point play, it's going to be Isaac Carlson. Nick Warner comes into the ballgame now for the Minden Whippets. Isaac Carlson, a 71% foul shooter at the line. His shot is up there. It's good. Carlson now has 7 points in the ball game, and Minden has got a 7-point lead. 23-16, 4.5 minutes to play. You're in quarter number two here tonight. Jamison Esch over on the wing to Alex Sheehy. Esch out here top of the key, lobs it inside again to Hartford, spins, puts it up there off of the window and scores. Chris Hartford having a great first half. He has got 10 points in the ball game. He averages 9.3 on the season. 5 field goals inside for Chris Hartford. 23-18, the Hawks down by 5 points. Isaac Carlson with the ball. He drives it against Sheehy. Carlson, fadeaway jumper from the elbow. A shot no good. Rebound, Sheehy. Sheehy comes to the near sideline out of Brooks Asher. Asher hustles it into the forecourt. St. Cecilia with the ball. They're trailing by 5, 23-18. Jamison Esch working with it out here in three-point territory to Sheehy. Works it down to Groffel. On the left side, Groffel comes out to Jamison Esch. Lobs it over here to Asher. Down about the three here on the near sideline. Asher now drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brooks Asher gets the field goal for St. Cecilia, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Lemke. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Whippets here in the first half of play. Brooks Asher goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Asher is 76% foul shooter in the season. We're going to see Alex Tino into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, another freshman, a 5'9" freshman for head coach Kevin Asher. Brooks Asher to the free throw line, and his shot is up there and in, so he converts on a three-point play. Thomas Skoke is going to come into the ball game now. Hartford will check out. St. Cecilia back within 2 points, 23-21. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter from Minden tonight. Isaac Carlson with the ball. Carlson goes to the far sideline to Cole Gibbons, who's back into the contest. Down to Jonas Levin, down to Gibbons on the baseline. He drives, it's cut off, double team, throws it out to Carlson for three, shot good. It is raining three balls here tonight at Minden. Isaac Carlson now with 10 points in the ballgame. The Whippets back out by 5, 26-21. There's a shot taken by the Hawks. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Minden. Back quickly with the ball is Carlson. Carlson into the forecourt on the wing on the right side. Comes out to Gibbons. Gibbons, now to R.J. Watson, looking to penetrate. Left side of the lane. Two-handed pass down in the right corner. Gibbons drives the baseline. It's cut off. Bounce pass right side of the lane. R.J. Watson, shot no good. Levin grabs the rebound. Jonas Levin with the ball, sends it back outside the ring down to a Nick Warner. St. Cecilia saves with their man-to-man defense. Warner, bounce pass, Carlson, left side of the lane, turnaround jumper over Tino, no good. Alex Tino grabs the rebound. Alex with the ball, gets it away now to Esch. 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 26-21. Hawks down by 5. There's Groffel right at the free throw line. He's double-teamed, gets the ball away to Esch out here in three-point territory. Esch now to Brooks Asher. Entry pass to get it inside the ball. It's going to be mishandled there out of bounds. Skoke had his hands on it right side of the lane, and he lost it out of bounds. Second turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Minden 26, Hastings St. Cecilia 21. Hawks trying to break a four-game losing streak here tonight. Isaac Carlson with the ball on the right sideline out of Gibbons. They work it back around to the left wing. That's Warner with the ball. Nick Warner leaves it out to Carlson. He holds it against Tino. Entry pass to Gibbons down in the right corner. Shot by Levin. This three-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Asher. Brooks Asher comes to the near sideline out of Joel Groffel. Groffel brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Asher. Moves it over to Tino. Alex Tino over there on the left wing. To Caesar Tino, top of the key. Three-pointer, bingo. Caesar Tino knocks down a three-ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. The Hawks back within 2 points at 26-24 with 90 seconds to play. Three-pointer back the other way. It's going to be an air ball by Carlson. It goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy checks in. This is going to be Groffel coming to the bench. Hartford also comes back in for the Blue Hawks. Coming out is going to be Thomas Skoke. 1:29 to play now here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia can pull ahead with a three-point field goal. 26-24. Hawks have the ball back in their offensive zone. Alex Tino, deep wing, right side. Comes out to Caesar Tino. Out here in three-point territory. Top of the key. Back to Alex on the wing, right side. Bounce pass down to Asher. Asher sends it to Hartford. Dribbles in the lane. Throws it back to Brooks Asher. 4-3 from the corner. Shot good. Brooks Asher with 5 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks 27, Minden 26. Right at the one-minute mark, back the other way. A shot off of the baseline, no good by Gibbons. Rebound, St. Cecilia. Tino has got it, and then he's going to be hit as he gets it to Brooks Asher. Right at the mid-court stripe here, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be whistled on Minden. It's going to go on Carmosta. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now is going to be Lovin. Coming out will be Gibbons. That's only the sixth team foul on Minden here in the first half, so a non-shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. They get it here to Alex Tino, the freshman. Alex Tino dribbles the ball to the free throw line to the far side to Brooks Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Watson running back the other way. R.J. Watson to Jonas Levin for three. Bingo! Jonas Levin with 4 3-pointers here in the first half. He's got 12 points. And now, safe to say, he's got the ball with 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. They'll play for the final shot here this first half. Alex Tino has got it out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by R.J. Watson. Alex Tino with the ball. Now to Caesar deep in the corner, left side. Trying to drive it. Throws up a three. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Jonas Levin. Runs her back the other way. 2 seconds. 1 second. Jonas Levin gets the ball to Warner. His shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. First half comes to a screeching halt here in Minden tonight. The Whippets have a two-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at the break. It is Minden 29, Hastings St. Cecilia 27. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Minden here tonight. Halftime of our boys' contest. Good one shaping up here, 29-27. Is the score. The Minden Whippets have got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia, raining three balls here tonight. Minden has already got 7 3-pointers here in the first half of play. Three guys have scored. They've done all the scoring so far for the Whippets. They're being led by Jonas Levin. He has got 12 points in the ball game, all on 3-pointers here tonight. Other scores, we've got Isaac Carlson. He has got 10 points in the ball game. He's got a couple of 3-pointers, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. R.J. Watson. He has got a three-pointer, a couple of two-point field goals in the ball game. He's got 7 points for the Minden Whippets. Minden, in the first half, hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in this ball game. Meanwhile, for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, they're being led so far by Chris Hartford. He has got 10 points in the ball game. He has got 5 field goals, and he's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher has knocked down a three-pointer and a two-pointer. He's also 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points. Caesar Tino, he has got 5 points in the ball game. He has got a three-pointer and a two-pointer for his 5. The only other guy who has scored for the Blue Hawks tonight is Joel Groffel. He's got a field goal and 2 points. So our score is 29-27 at halftime. Minden out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar at your locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries. You got the pharmacy, the sporting goods, the clothing, the photo shop, the toy department, and the wine cellar. They beat any competitor's ads, and they offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen's Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Again, in the boys' contest tonight, 29-27. We're at halftime as Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing the Minden Whippets. Earlier tonight, it was the Minden girls knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 46-35. The assistant coach for the Minden girls basketball team, Greg Satori, is going to be joining us here at halftime. That was a whale of a girls basketball game played tonight between two pretty good basketball teams.
Yeah, it was a fun one to watch, Mike. We played pretty good defense tonight and did a lot of good things on that end of the floor that I thought gave St. Cecilia a little bit of a problem. They're a good team. They didn't shoot free throws as well as what they probably normally do, but they're a good team.
We saw Brooke Kissinger pretty well dominate for you guys with 15 points, but it was Jamie in the second half that kind of, she was quiet most of the night, and then all of a sudden she got a free throw to go down and ended up with 8 points in the ball game and played well defensively, especially in the second half.
Well, you know, that it's nice having those two twin sisters out there, and when one of them kind of runs into a cold spell, the other one picks it up for him, and it's they did a good job again tonight.
It makes your coaching a lot easier, doesn't it, out there with those Kissinger girls out there?
I don't have to work real hard with them, that's for sure, you know. But, you know, I thought the team played pretty well together tonight. Moved the ball pretty well, especially in the second half, and got some other people involved, and that was a great thing for us.
What was the focus keeping St. Cecilia out of their offense? What was the main concern tonight?
Well, you know, they're pretty good inside and outside, and I think what we tried to do more than anything else is just make sure we had pressure on the ball. We did a little more switching on the perimeter, did a little more switching with our post players more than normal, and I think that may have surprised them a little bit, and it allowed us to guard them a little bit better, I think.
You got their big girl, Olivia Thomas, in a little bit of foul trouble early in the second half, and she picked up with three quick fouls, and that was they've been a turning point right there. She couldn't be as aggressive as maybe she was.
Yeah, I think she picked up three fouls on one trip down the court. I called it the trifecta out there, but, I did. It took her out of her game a little bit and allowed us to maybe get the ball inside a little bit more. I think we may have scored a couple baskets pretty quickly right after that inside. That's going to hurt them a little bit when that happens.
You guys shoot 41% roughly from the field tonight, and also out-rebound St. Cecilia 34-29. And when you got those two things in your favor, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is shooting the ball pretty well. I didn't know what our percentage was. I thought they maybe out-rebounded us. They got a lot of offensive rebounds on us there at times, but those are two pretty good statistics to do well in.
You guys are sitting number one in Class C1 as you cruise to another victory tonight. Talk about your basketball team. Is the sky the limit for this team?
Well, you know, we've got some lofty aspirations, and I think the girls have set some pretty good goals. We want to win our conference. We want to try to win our district and hopefully get down to state and do well. And, you know, those are pretty good goals. And I think we may have some capabilities of doing that.
What's this team got to do maybe to pick up down the stretch here?
Well, hopefully tonight was a step in the right direction. I think we moved the ball better. We got more people involved. I thought we played really, really good defense tonight. And that's one of our things that we've been kind of lacking in a little bit is our defensive intensity. And I'm hoping that carries over. I'm hoping that we maybe turn the corner a little bit.
You had two losses during the holiday tournament at Grand Island Northwest. That's kind of odd, but you saw two great basketball teams there. That's kind of odd for a tournament field being that tough.
That was a heck of a tournament. All I know, that was a heck of a tournament. You had, I think, five of the six teams that had played state tournament last year. You had a state runner-up, the state champion in Class B, Holdridge, which I don't know, ended up about sixth last year. That was a good tournament, let me tell you. Getting beat by Northwest and Holdridge, don't like to lose, but if you're going to get beat by someone, you know, those are good teams.
Did you find out something about your team during that little two-day stretch up there?
Well, yeah, we needed to play harder. We needed a couple of our younger kids to grow up a little bit for us, and I think Becca plays pretty well at times, and Becca Stewart does, but there's times where she kind of plays like a freshman, but she's getting better, and really like having her on the team. She does a great job out there.
All right, great show for you tonight. We'll see you down the stretch.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Greg Sartorius, the assistant coach for the Minden Whippets here tonight as they knock off Hastings St. Cecilia in the girls game earlier tonight by a score of 46-35. Again, leading the way for the Whippets tonight in the ball game was Brooke Kissinger. She scores 15 points in the ball game. Rebecca Stewart, she had 12 points. Meanwhile, for Hastings St. Cecilia, and that's a girls' ball game tonight, it was Claire Hamburger scoring 10 points, and Morgan Nicola had 10 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes, they lose tonight. And now we got the boys' game coming up in the second half. The score at halftime is 29-27 in favor of the Minden Whippets. You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show here tonight. And we'll just keep it right here. In fact, we got the numbers in on the first half before we get to the second half of action. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 12 out of 27 from the field, 44%. Minden, 11 out of 27 for 41%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia, 2 out of 7 for 29%. Minden, 6 out of 14 for 43%. The rebounds right now, Minden has got 17. St. Cecilia's got 9. The offensive rebounds tied at 4 apiece. Turnovers, Hastings St. Cecilia's got 2 so far in the ball game. Minden has got 4 turnovers. Minden has no steals in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got 2. The Hawks have 1 block shot, so does Minden. And from the free throw line, St. Cecilia is 1 out of 3 for 33%. Minden, 2 out of 3 for 67%. So, bam, just like that, we're into the second half here, 29 to 27. Our halftime show is brought to you by Allen Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Here's Minden lobbing the ball down low. It's going to be deflected away. It's brought down by St. Cecilia. So, the Whippets turn the ball away on their first possession of this second half. Thanks to Greg Satorius, the assistant coach for Minden, for stopping up at halftime here tonight, driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there by RJ, rather by a Joel Graufel. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Minden, running back the other way. Whippets down the ball. Whippets down in the corner on the left side. RJ Watson has got it. Now over here on the wing, Jonas Levin takes the ball into the paint. His shot is up there. It's no good. Ball swatted around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. High school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, and also online at KOIQFM.com. Just underway here in the second half, St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Minden dropping back in their man-to-man defense. Groffel has got the ball on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Brix Asher. Asher at the free throw line, throws it out here to Esch. Jamison Esch drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rattles out. Rebound Hartford. Follow shot is up there and in. Chris Hartford scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and we are tied up now at 29 points apiece early in this third quarter. 6:50 to play here in the contest. There's a pass deflected. It's going to be loose. It's picked up by Isaac Carlson. Back outside, Carmosta. He drives it, dumps it out to Moeller. His shot's going to be blocked down, picked up by Carmosta on the far sideline on his knees. Carmosta gets it out here to R.J. Watson near the 10-second line. And Minden keeps the pressure on the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Tied up at 29. There's a shot from the corner by Carlson. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Jamison Ash's outlet pass is going to be deflected. It's into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Minden. A turnover in St. Cecilia. That's their 30 of the ball game. Here's Carlson from the corner, and he's going to be called for the steps. 6 turnovers on Minden now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 3. We're tied up at 29 points apiece. Boys high school basketball action tonight. This has been a good doubleheader between St. Cecilia and Minden tonight. Bringing the ball back for the Hawks is going to be Jamison Esch. Into the forecourt, comes over here to Alex Sheehy. Sheehy on the wing, top of the key, throws it down in the corner to Asher. Puts a man in the air, pulls up, shoots a 12-footer and hits it. Brooks Asher scores. Now St. Cecilia has got their first lead in a while. 31-29 with 6 minutes to play here in this third quarter. There's a pass right side of the wing. It's going to be deflected. Moeller grabs it. He gets it out here in the three-point territory. He gets it to Isaac Carlson, now on the wing to R.J. Watson, out to Mitchell Moeller. Moeller sends it back down in the corner. Isaac Carlson dribbles inside, throws it back out top of the key. The ball's deflected and is picked up here by Asher, running back the other way, one on two. He loses control of the dribble and is picked up by Moeller. So the two teams trade turnovers. Moeller gets the ball in the hands now of Isaac Carlson. 31-29, St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. R.J. Watson dribbles right to left across the free throw line to the far sideline. They get it to Jonas Levin. Now to Moeller. Shot good. Mitchell Moeller scoring a little short jumper from the right side. He's got 2 points in the ball game. Minden comes back to tie things up. 31 points apiece. 5 minutes to play now here in the third. Alex Sheehy, free throw line extended right side to Hartford. Hartford comes over here to Groffel. Back outside the ring to Jamison Esch. Here's a Sheehy, brings it back to Esch, just to the left of the lane, lobs it in to Hartford. He backs up against Moeller, puts up a shot, it hits the side of the glass, but he's fouling the play. And Hartford will go to the free throw line. He is conked on the arm here by Mitchell Moeller. That's going to be the third foul on Moeller. So it's going to be Hartford going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia with 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter. High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by New Tech Seeds. Also by the Exchange Bank of Minden and by Statler Implement. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there no good by Hartford. He's now 0 of 3 from the line tonight. Hartford, a 41% foul shooter coming in here. We are tied up at 31 points apiece in boys high school basketball act tonight. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the third. Hartford will have one more shot. Dips the knees, throws it up there. That shot is off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Jonas Levin. Levin now down the far sideline. They get it to R.J. Watson. Pulls up, fakes the three. Comes to Levin. Now right side. Warner for three. Shot good. That is 8 three-pointers tonight for the Minden Whippets. 34-31. St. Cecilia down by three. Hawks have the ball. Brooks Asher. Now to Alex Tino on the wing on the right side. Brings it back to Caesar Tino. Down in the left corner now to Asher. Works it inside to Hartford. He goes for the basket. His shot good. Chris Hartford powering his way to the goal there for the Hawks. He's got 14 points. 34-33. Minden with a one-point lead. Whippets have the ball. Here's R.J. Watson. Watson Carmosta over here on the right side. Now to Warner. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets it to Carmosta. Drive is down the right side of the lane. Out here to Warner for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Caesar Tino. Tino has got it for the Hawks. Here in backcourt, he'll bring things up. 3:49 to play in the third. 34-33. Minden with a one-point lead. Caesar Tino at the free throw line to Hartford. Out to Tino. He hits him in the side of the head. Ball ricochets off of his head out of bounds here. And now we're going to have an over and back violation here as Caesar Tino comes back and grabs the ball right in front of the Minden bench. That's a good way to use your head there as the ball goes ricocheting off of the side of Caesar Tino's head. An over and back violation on St. Cecilia. That's the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. And now Minden will play things in here in backcourt. As it goes back there, Warner has now got the ball as he gets it to Carmosta. He drives it down the lane. His shot is up and in. Ryan Carmosta, boy, the lane just opened up there like a floodgate. Carmosta took it right to the hole and scores. And now it's a 36-33 ball game. Minden has got the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Groffel takes the ball to the basket. His shot good. Joe Groffel scores for St. Cecilia. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 36-35. Hawks down by one. Here's Nick Warner with the ball. Warner drives the ball against Alex Tino. Stops left side of the lane. Bounce pass. Contact made. Traveling violation. They got the ball to Carmosta. He's called for the extra steps. 8 turnovers on Minden. Into the ball game, Cole Gibbons. Isaac Carlson also returns. Earlier tonight in women's college basketball, Nebraska knocked off Indiana by the score of 67-38. The Huskers are now 12-4 in the season. They are 2-1 in the Big Ten Conference. That game in Bloomington tonight. Here's St. Cecilia with the ball on the offensive attack, and a foul is going to be called. They took it down on the right baseline to Thomas Skolk, and he is fouling the play here. R.J. Watson picks up the personal foul or check. That's going to go on 22. That's a Jonas Levin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Minden here in the second half of play. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Alex Tino. Caesar Tino has got it now. Out here in the deep wing on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it now to the center of the floor. Minden in the man-to-man defense. Sheehy has got it. Comes across the top to Alex Tino. That is Caesar Tino. Bombs away from three. Way off the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Skolk. Follow shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot is up and in by Groffel, and he's fouling the play. Safe to say with three shots in the hole there. Finally, Joel Groffel gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouling the play as Groffel will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. That is the third team foul in Minden. Now in the second half, this one also on Levin. That's going to be his second. 2:29 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia now with a one-point lead again. 37-36 after the field goal by Joel Groffel on the putback. And now Groffel to the free throw line, a 52% foul shooter. First one of the night. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Minden. So St. Cecilia has a 37-36 lead as we approach the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. Isaac Carlson with the ball deep in the right corner. Watson has got it high above his head. Watson works against Groffel, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down in the left corner, driving inside. He's going to be Cole Gibbons, and his shot is up and in. Cole Gibbons takes the ball right to the hole and scores there. So the seesaw battle continues. Minden has now got a one-point lead, 38-37. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Groffel, top of the key, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout, 1:54 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Minden 38, St. Cecilia 37.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here in Minden. The score is 38-37. Minden has got the lead. St. Cecilia is scoring there. 40-38 is the score. So the Hawks reclaim the lead, 40-38, with a minute and 30 seconds to play. R.J. Watson has got it, throws it down in the corner, down to Isaac Carlson. Feeds it inside to Muller. Shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford. The ball tipped down, and he's picked up here by Grauffel. Grauffel down to the far sideline for the Hawks. Down the right sideline, Asher has got it now. The Grauffel comes across the top to Esch. Down in the corner, Sheehy for three. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Watson. Watson has got it running back the other way here from Minden. Down the lane. Down to Gibbons. Down in the corner. His shot for three is no good. An air ball. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Grauffel has got it to the far sideline. Now to Asher. Asher on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets the ball now to Esch. Jamison Esch. Working with the ball here, left side of the lane. Ash holds it. Cross-court pass goes to Asher. Asher out in three-point territory. Now to Grauffel. Comes across the top to Sheehy. Down in the corner. Ash for three. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to R.J. Watson. Watson a long pass ahead to get it to Gibbons. Gibbons flips it out here as they get it to Nick Warner. St. Cecilia saves with a man-to-man defense. 30 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 40-38. St. Cecilia is ahead by 2 points here. Isaac Carlson drives the ball down in the low block. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul call. I think it's going to go on Hartford. Hartford picks up his second personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Minden is going to be Isaac Carlson. Carlson has got 8 points, or actually 10 points in the ball game. He is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. A shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Isaac Carlson now with 11. He had 12 on Tuesday when Minden knocked off Ravenna 62-60. Whippets are sitting at 6-6 on the season. St. Cecilia is at 3-7. Hawks are trying to break a 4-game losing streak here tonight. Isaac Carlson will have one more shot here. It's up there. It's around the rim and down. And now we are tied up again at 40 points apiece. 19 seconds to play here in the third. Jamison Esch brings it into the forecourt now for the Hawks. Ash moves it over here. The pass can be intercepted. Intercepted by R.J. Watson. He drives it back the other way. Here's a pass underneath the basket, and we're going to have a foul called. Watson brought it back 2-on-1 as he went over to Isaac Carlson, and the foul is going to be called on the Hawks. So St. Cecilia turns it away, going for the final shot of the third quarter. The foul goes on Ash of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first. So now Carlson will inbound the ball baseline right side with 6.7 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Carlson looking, comes way out on top. R.J. Watson has got the ball. Watson stops, backdoor cut. Carlson has shot. It's up there. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Skoke, and that's the end of the third quarter. They missed the easy one right underneath the bucket there, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. We're tied up as we head to the fourth and final quarter. After three quarters, Minden 40, Hastings St. Cecilia 40. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, fourth and final quarter here tonight. Hastings Saints, if they have been tied up at 40 points apiece. Girls game, Saints gets tonight with a score of 46-35. Hawks have the opening possession here in the fourth quarter. They pound the ball again inside to Hartford. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Minden. So Minden has got the ball. As they run her back the other way, we're tied up. It's 40 points apiece. Minden has it against the defense, the man-to-man defense here of St. Cecilia. As Minden works with the ball here. Jonas Lovin has got it down to the far side to Lemke. There's a long-range three put up there. No good by Carlson. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touched here by Jonas Lovin. So St. Cecilia will play things in. All right, so St. Cecilia has got the ball. We are into the fourth quarter now with 7:15 to play. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. Brooks Asher with the ball on the wing on the right side. Asher comes on top of the key now to Ash as he holds it. Ash backs around out, throws it over here to Sheehy. Entry pass to get it inside to Hartford. Double team. Throws it out to Asher on the wing on the right side. Asher holding the ball. Comes out to Cesar Tino. Tino now to Sheehy. On the wing on the left side, rainbow pass goes to the far side again. On the wing, Asher moves to his left, fires up a three ball. It's no good. It goes out of bounds on the far side, and it's going to be Minden ball. High school basketball action here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. Into the ball game, Alex Tino. Coming out will be Cesar Tino. Asher also comes out of the ball game. Back in there will be Esch. For St. Cecilia, we're tied up at 40 points apiece. Minden has got the ball on the wing and the left side. It's going to be Lemke with it now. Comes out to Carmosta. Carmosta sends it back to Lemke in the lane. We got a traveling violation. Traveling violation on the Minden Whippets. That's now 9 turnovers for Minden. 9 turnovers on the Whippets. Gibbons comes back into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets. 6:31 to play in the ball game. We're tied up at 40 points apiece. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Sheehy with it on the wing. Lobs it inside again to Hartford. His shot is up there. It's good. Chris Hartford had a couple of Minden Whippets draped all over him, but he goes up with a shot anyway. He hits it. It's now a 42-40 ball game. Hartford has got 16 points in the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. Gibbons from the corner. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane to Jonas Lovin. Back out to Gibbons. Dribble penetration in the lane. Puts it up off the window. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Sheehy gets the board. They hand it away here to Ash as he hustles into the forecourt. Dribbles to the top of the key. Ash throws it over here on the wing to Groffel. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Contact made. Nope. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hartford as he kind of lost his balance there. Left side of the lane. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Hastings St. Cecilia. 42-40, the Hawks have a 2-point lead. Minden will come back with the ball. Isaac Carlson will bring the ball up the floor here for the Whippets. Crosses the midcourt stripe there, picked up by Sheehy. On the high post, Gibbons has got the ball back outside to Carlson for three. Shazam! Isaac Carlson nails a three ball. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. And Minden goes back out on top by a score of 43-42. Here's Sheehy. The Hartford, the Ash down in the corner. Tino for three, shot no good. Rebound, Carlson, foul called. They're going RJ, rather going on Joel Groffel. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Minden will play things in here in backcourt. The Whippets now with a 1-point lead, 43-42. Isaac Carlson comes back now. With the Dogs, goes over to Warner, picked up there by Tino. Warner trying to get away, spins at the top of the three-point arc, drives the ball into the lane, it's going to be deflected, and it's picked up here by Tino. Turnover number 10 on Minden here in the ball game. Alex Tino back for the Blue Hawks now into the forecourt. Alex goes over here, that is Sheehy. to Groffel. Over on the far sideline to Esch. Esch dribbles once out to Alex Tino. Now to Sheehy on the wing for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Battle for the loose ball. Picked up by Alex Tino as he drives the ball in the paint. The foul is going to be called. The foul here will go on Carmosta for Minden. That's going to be his second. A rebounding foul on Carmosta. That's going to be team foul number four on the Whippets. We're down to 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. R.J. Watson comes back into the ball game now for Minden. Saints to say will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Esch lobs it here to Hartford. His shot from 10 is good. Hits the front iron. And gets the backspin down through the hole. Hartford now with 18 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top by 1 point. Now we got a timeout called. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 44, Minden 43.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Facing St. Cecilia is out on top of the Minden Whippets by a score of 44-43 in this seesaw battle here this evening. Minden has the ball as they walk it into their offensive zone here. That looks like St. Cecilia has gone to a zone defense. First time here tonight. Isaac Carlson lobs the ball down low. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Somebody got decked down there. Getting up off of the floor is going to be Jonas Levin. He was decked on the play, and a personal foul here is going to be called on Groffel of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. 4:22 to play. Now that's the fourth team foul called on St. Cecilia. They'll play it in. Here's a shot taken in the lane by R.J. Watson. Partially deflected. The ball brought down by Carlson. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Hartford has got the ball for the Hawks. Out to Cesar Tino down the right sideline. So St. Cecilia with a one-point lead, 44-43. Good defense back there by the Hawks. Here's Asher with the ball. Over to Sheehy. Gets it inside again. Hartford being bounced around on the baseline. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouled in the play. Hartford is a man on a mission here tonight. Chris Hartford with 20 points in the ball game, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Chris Hartford has been averaging only 9 points per ball game. He's got 20 so far tonight. Gibbons picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Now St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Hartford is 0 out of 4 from the free throw line, though. His shot is up there. It's good. And St. Cecilia now winning in the ball game by a score of 47-43. This is the biggest lead of the night for St. Cecilia, and it occurs with 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Hawks have trailed this baby most of the way. And again, this is the biggest lead at 47-43. There's Isaac Carlson with the ball. Carlson goes to Jonas Levin for three. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Moeller in the corner. Keeps it alive for the Dogs. Knock outside to Carlson. Comes across the top down to Levin at the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Wide open. A shot good. R.J. Watson gets it. A field goal. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Give the assist there to Levin. 47-45. Hawks with a two-point lead. Cesar Tino has got the ball on the right sideline. Dribbles inside. Can't put up a shot. Comes out here. They work it around to the left side there. Groffel has got it down low again to Hartford on the baseline. Comes out to Tino, top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it to the far side. Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Carlson. Down the far sideline to Jonas Levin. Pulls up at the top of the arc. Drives the ball against Sheehy. Bounce pass to Moeller. Shot is up there. No good. And he's fouling the play. Mitchell Moeller will go to the free throw line now for Minden. Fouling the play here by Chris Hartford. That's going to be his third personal foul. Team foul number five in the Blue Hawks. 47-45 is the score. 3:02 to play in regulation as Mitchell Moeller goes to the free throw line. He's a 28% foul shooter in the season. He is 2 out of 7 from the free throw line this season. Moeller will have a couple of shots. His first one, no good. Moeller will have another one here. Minden down by 2 points. 47-45, a whale of a ball game here tonight. In fact, both of our games we've seen here this evening have been great contests. Minden won the girls' contest over Hastings St. Cecilia earlier tonight. Here comes the next shot by Moeller. That one falls off on the right side. No good. Rebound Hawks. Mitchell Moeller misses a pair of free throws. Now we're by the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. The Hawks have a two-point lead, 47-45. Ash has got it out here. Ash the Groffel. Free throw line extended left side out here in three-point territory. Groffel drives the ball toward the basket. He can't put up a shot. Retreats out here. The Brooks Asher, who's back into the ball game. Asher, now to Ash. Ash dribbles once, comes over here. Wide open, Sheehy takes the three-pointer. Shot good. Alex Sheehy wide open. He nails the tray for St. Cecilia, left side of the lane. And the Hawks have a five-point lead again, 50-45. And now a timeout, Minden. Shannon Lovin wants to call a timeout here with 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 50, Minden 46.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Minden, I think it said 50-46. Should be 50-45. St. Cecilia's got the lead. St. Cecilia, after three quarters, they were hitting 18 out of 38 from the field for 47%. Minden was hitting 15 out of 38 for 39%. Minden had 23 rebounds after three quarters. St. Cecilia had 17. The Hawks are hitting 3 out of 9 from three-point territory. The Minden Whippets, after three quarters, hitting 7 out of 17 from the arc. It's 50-45 now. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. Minden has got the ball back in their offensive zone. RJ Watson has got a deep wing. Goes over to Moeller, left side of the lane, back outside to Isaac Carlson. Carlson out of Carmosted. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense. Jonas Levin drives it, gives it to Moeller. His shot good. Mitchell Moeller hits a short jumper from the right side, 50-47. Hawks with a three-point lead, 2 minutes to play. Jamison Ash with the ball. Ash comes across the top to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Groffel here on the near side. Groffel dribbling, takes it to the free throw line. The ball ripped out of there. Carmosta has got the ball. It's flipped into the backcourt. Scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Minden ball sliding out of bounds with the ball was Alex Sheehy. So a turnover there on St. Cecilia. That's their eighth of the ball game. Minden has got it now with a chance to tie things up with a three-pointer. R.J. Watson plays things into Isaac Carlson. Picked up there by Sheehy. Carlson moves it to the right side of the floor, dribbles to the paint, throws it back out here to Carmosta, drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be down. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by St. Cecilia. Minden will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:34 to play. St. Cecilia 50, Minden 47, boys high school basketball. Isaac Carlson will play things in. He gets it out here to Moeller. Free throw line jumper good. Mitchell Moeller has come back and hit back-to-back field goals for Minden. 50-49, 1:23 to play. Place is going berserk here at C.L. Jones Middle School. Driving is Esch. Contact made. Nope. We got a timeout called here. Kevin Asher calls a timeout from the bench. 1:17 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 50, Minden 49.
Set Channel Seed Dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
More night here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You've got USHL Hockey, Tri-City Storm, the Fargo Force, beginning at about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And tomorrow on 1230 KHIS, we've got Adams Central taking on Grand Island Northwest, 5:45 for the pregame show. 50-49 is the score. St. Cecilia leading by one. Hawks will inbound the ball. Ash down in the corner to Sheehy. Out to Ash on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over to Asher. Down in the left corner. Groffler's got it. Takes it into the lane. And now St. Cecilia goes out to Asher for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Foul called. A foul here going Chris Hartford. That's going to be his fourth. That's going to be team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. So no free throws, but now it's 50-49. And Minden has got the ball, and we have just hit 1 minute. Mitchell Moeller has hit the last two field goals for Minden. Whippets come back into their offensive zone. R.J. Watson has got it. Picked up by Groffel. R.J. Watson dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Watson looks at the clock. We're down to 45 seconds to play. Minden down by 1 point. R.J. Watson comes out to Carmosta. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Jonas Levin for three. Shot no good. Rebound Groffel. Groffel gets it away down to Ash here on the near sideline to Jamison Ash. Ash winding his way back up the floor. 27 seconds to play. Ash loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Minden ball. It's going to be Minden ball here on the near sideline as they lose her out of bounds. Kevin Asher, I think, was wanting to call a timeout there and did not get it. It's going to be Minden playing the ball in here on the near sideline. We've got 25 seconds to play. 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 50-49. St. Cecilia is up by one point, but Minden will play things in. Isaac Carlson has got the ball. Carlson roaming with it out here in three-point territory. Gets it inside. That's Watson, and he's called for the steps. R.J. Watson working the ball underneath the hole there. Drives the baseline right to left, and he is called for a traveling violation. Minden turns it away for the 11th time. Now with 15.9 seconds to play, we've got a timeout. A timeout with 15.9 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 50, Minden 49.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So some big turnovers down the stretch here. One on each team, and now we're down to 15.9 seconds to play in regulation. St. Cecilia 50, Minden 49. Minden has committed five fouls so far here in the second half, so they've got one to waste here. And St. Cecilia will inbound the ball in backcourt. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. Guarding him will be Jonas Levin. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. 15.9 seconds to play, 50-49. They get it in here to Esch. Esch is double-teamed in backcourt. Esch trying to get it away. He does. There's a pass to Asher. Asher down the right sideline. He's going to be fouling the play. Carmosta fouls Brooks Asher. That's going to be team foul number six now on Minden. We're down to 8.4 seconds to play. Carmosta picks up his third personal foul, so 8.4 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is still with a one-point lead. The next foul on Minden will send the Hawks to the free throw line. Sheehy will inbound the ball. They get it to Groffel. He's fouling the play. So Joel Groffel will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He is a 52% foul shooter on the season. He is 0 for 1 so far tonight. The 17th foul on Minden. So this will be a 1-1 situation here. Joel Groffel to the free throw line with 7.5 seconds to play. It is 50-49. Again, Groffel, a 52% foul shooter on the season. That last foul went on Carmosta. That's going to be his fourth. Groffel to the line. Dribbles the ball. Hawks with a one-point lead. Groffel looks up there. His shot is good. 51-49. And Joel Groffel will have one more shot here for St. Cecilia. It would still be a three-point ball game here, even if he makes it. Groffel's next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Now we got a timeout called. St. Cecilia with a three-point lead, 52-49, with 7.5 seconds to play. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Joel Groffel nails a couple of free throws with 7.5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter to give St. Cecilia a three-point advantage now at 52-49. Groffel, a 52% foul shooter, two big free throws. Groffel has now got 8 points in the ball game. Chris Hartford leading the way for St. Cecilia. He's got 21. Now Minden must go for the three-point try here. They will inbound in backcourt. St. Cecilia will have, looks like, four guys in backcourt here. They'll pick up the Whippets all over the place as Minden will play the ball in. Down the near sideline is Carlson. Carlson pulls up and he will call a timeout here. With 3.3 seconds to play, Carlson just races up the near sideline. And now Minden will try to draw something up from the near side. 3.3 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 52, Minden 49.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Minden needs a three-pointer to tie up the ball game. Your three-point specialist, Lovett, is hitting 32% of his three-pointers so far this year. Warner is hitting 34% of his. R.J. Watson, 43%. Isaac Carlson, 46%. 52-49 is the score. The Hawks with a three-point lead. Minden plays it in right in front of the bench. Joining us down here, right below us. Picked up there by Hartford. Lovin looks to inbound the ball, does so, out to Carlson. Carlson moves to his right, three-pointer is put up there, it's missed, no good, that's the ball game. Carlson got a clean look at a three-pointer. From just to the right of the top of the key, it bounds off of the back iron, it's no good, and Hastings St. Cecilia beats Minden tonight. Final score of 52-49. So the Hawks break their four-game losing streak here tonight. St. Cecilia will improve to 4 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Minden Whippets, they will drop to 6-7. A tough loss here tonight for Shannon Lovin and the group as the Whippets fall to St. Cecilia 52-49 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. We'll come back and check the totals in the ball game as we continue on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Where do you get more? Superstore Outlet. Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So back here in Minden here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in boys high school basketball action. The final score of 52-49. This one goes right to the wire. St. Cecilia had a 47-43 lead with about 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Mitchell Mueller comes back and hits a couple of shots for the Minden Whippets. And with 1:35 to play or so, it was a one-point ball game at 50-49. Joel Groffel for St. Cecilia goes to the free throw line with 7.5 seconds to play. Nails a couple of free throws. Minden got the ball back to call a timeout with 3.5 seconds remaining as they had the ball in their offensive zone. They work out a three-point play with Isaac Carlson from just to the right of the top of the key. It bounds off of the back iron, and St. Cecilia wins the ball game here tonight by 3 points at 52-49. Minden led 17-6 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia came back in the second period and pulled within two by halftime, 29-27. We were tied up at 40 points apiece at the end of three. And again, the Hawks win it tonight by a score of 52-49. Big night for Chris Hartford tonight. 21 points in the basketball game. Hartford had 10 in the first half, 11 more in the second half. And for Kevin Asher, this is going to be his 300th career win. So Kevin Asher picks up his 300th career win here tonight as he knocks off Minden 52-49. Hartford scores 21 points. He was the only man in double figures tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Other scores for the Hawks, Joel Groffel ends up with 8 points, including a couple of free throws with 7.5 seconds remaining. Groffel had 3 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Brooks Asher, he knocked down a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals. He was 1 of 1 from the line for 8 points. Jamison Esch, he knocks down a couple of 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer tonight. He finishes with 7. Cesar Tino with a 2 and a 3-pointer. He had 5 points tonight. Alex Sheehy with a tray and 3 points. St. Cecilia was 4 out of 10 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Minden was led by Isaac Carlson, 15 points in the ball game. Carlson knocked down 3 3-pointers. And he had a 2-point field goal thrown in there. He was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, so 15 for Carlson. Jonas Levin, he had 4 3-pointers for 12 points. R.J. Watson, he had 9 points in the ball game, as Watson had a 3-pointer, and he had 3 2-point field goals for his 9. Mitchell Muller, he had 6 points in the contest, 2 crucial field goals late for Minden. He was 0-2 from the free throw line. The other scores for Minden, we see Nick Warner, he had 3 points in a trade tonight. Ryan Carmosa, he had a field goal for 2 points. And Cole Gibbons, he had a field goal for 2. Not many free throws tonight. Minden was just 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia was 4 out of 10. The Hawks win it tonight by a score of 52-49 over the Minden Whippets. We'll have more on the postgame show right after this.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of 4 select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm back here again in Minden. Hastings Saints is saying knocks off the Minden Whippets. A final score of 52-49. Minden is now 6-7 on the season. Hastings Saints is saying improves to 4 wins and 7 losses. They break a 4-game losing streak in the ball game here tonight. Got some other scores I'll pass along to you. Again, in the girls' ball game tonight, Minden knocks off St. Cecilia by a score of 46-35. And it was Nebraska winning tonight in women's play in Bloomington, Indiana, as the Huskers beat Indiana by a score of 67-38. The Huskers are now 12-4 in the season. They are 2-1 in the Big Ten Conference. But again, in this one here tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks out the Minden Whippets by a score of 52-49, as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame show. And I guess if you're going to get to career win number 300, Coach, that's the way to do it tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. We needed any win right now. The way the kids have fought through this stretch, I got to give them all the credit in the world. I told our coaches the other day, I said, we come back every day with a better attitude, with just a little bit more energy at practice. And you'd never known that we've been in a stretch where we've lost four in a row. And that's their youth, maybe, and some of it, their first varsity experience. And a lot of credit goes to our seniors. Joel Graffel, Chris Hartford, whale of a game tonight. Cesar Tino, great minutes. You know, Jamison Ash has really played well in this 5-game stretch here. And I just can't say enough about how coming to work every day, you know, and then getting a win for the kids. I mean, the kids just, you know, it wasn't really wearing on them, but you got to get one sometime. And this was a good win tonight.
Let's start from the back end and work our way back up. 3.5 seconds to play. Minden had one final crack at a three-pointer. Talk about that.
Well, we just we thought about maybe fouling early right away when the ball came in, but we've worked that situation one time in practice, and you never know how a kid's going to react. I didn't want to put any trickiness to it. I thought, well, let's just play them straight up, make them throw it towards, you know, nothing towards the rim and a kick out or a down screen and a guy coming out. I said to switch everything. So I thought our kids did an excellent job, and I think Alex Shee had a hand right in the face. I said, you know, you can't foul him. He's going to lean, whoever takes that shot. Fortunate for us, it didn't go in.
You guys did not get off to a very good start tonight. Fell behind after the first quarter of play, but just kind of hung in there and started chipping away. Talk about the start of the ball game and what you do to get back into the ball. Okay.
Well, you know, I told the kids in the locker room, it's going to feel like you're playing with fast forward on your VCR this first quarter, because that's what Minden does. I mean, they are so quick and athletic in the half court. Everything they do is two dribbles in the touch, two dribbles in a pass, two dribbles in a back cut, two dribbles in, you know. And for us, that isn't exactly the style we see a lot. We've seen a lot of muscle here lately in the teams that we've played. And, you know, we matched up, you know, fairly well with Minden. But the fact was, is our kids never could simulate that in practice in a half a day as a practice. So I like the three-point shot in high school basketball. But I told the kids, 7 in the first half. I got to believe they're not going to hit 7 in the second half. And I see in the book they've got 2. I said, don't give up a lot of twos. I said, if we give up twos on second shots, which we did in the first half, I think we gave up 6 or 8 points on second shots. You can't do that against Minden, because they're just a great shooting team, and they're so hard to guard in the half court that, you got to do certain things. And fortunately for us, the second half, Chris Hartford, our kids fed him. He had a huge second half. He had a huge game for that matter. And, we were fortunate enough to get that one last stop.
Talk about Chris Hartford here tonight, a man on a mission with 21 points in the ball game, 10 in the first half, 11 more in the second. He was amazing tonight.
Yeah, he was, and he's needed kind of a breakout game like this. And, you know, he was playing with a big boy behind him and one or two guards doubling down on him. Chris found some open shooters. That's what I thought was really important in the second half, is they were going to double even more, and we had some cuts that we like to have him look for, and some backside action, you know, off of a skip pass. So credit Chris, and credit our other kids getting it into him.
Tell you what, offensively tonight, 47% from the field. You get out rebounded by Minden by 5. You had only 9 turnovers in the ball game. It was just a solid game for you guys after a 4-game losing streak.
Yeah, I think you're seeing a team that just has been in enough battles, and Minden was right there, and this is just another game on the schedule as far as, hey, if we weren't ready to play, which maybe it looked like that early, but I really thought they were hitting some pretty tough shots, and the Lovin kid really, you know, we've seen him hit a couple shots on film, but nothing like that tonight. So, you know, you got to just keep playing. Our schedule's there, and the kids have responded well by coming to practice. And anytime you come and bring it every day, then you're not so in shock by, hey, we're down 17-6, and we had that confident look in that situation, which was good.
So 52-49, the Hawks win it. They survive a 3-point field goal attempt at the end by Minden. So, Coach, you break your 4-game losing streak. Before we get out of here, talk about career win number 300. You've been around for a while. It's, like we said, it's nice to pick it up here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the wins, you know, just pile up as you get older, I guess. So, you know, in my 20th year, and you just kind of look around, and it's, you know, this group of kids, you know, has just been to credit all the, just like all the other kids. You know, this is a deal where you look back at all the kids, and I talk a lot about our previous teams in St. Cecilia and the previous kids I've coached, and it means a lot to these guys too. To, you know, they want to be remembered as a player that, you know, mattered and did something, and you know, that's what this is all about. You know, the wins are going to keep coming, the losses are going to keep coming, but it's all about, you know, this family atmosphere that we built, and hopefully it just keeps going.
Well, let's go down and savor number 300. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yep,
appreciate
Kevin
the coverage.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, again, a great ball game here tonight as the Hawks knock off the Minden Whippets by the score of 52-49. St. Cecilia ended up shooting 22 out of 47 from the field tonight for 47%. Minden was 19 out of 49 for 39% on three-pointers tonight. St. Cecilia was 4 out of 15 for 27%. Minden was 8 out of 22 for 36%. On rebounds tonight, Minden had 27. St. Cecilia had 22. St. Cecilia out-rebounds Minden 9-7 on the offensive glass. Final turnover numbers, it was 9 for St. Cecilia, 10 for Minden. St. Cecilia had 4 steals in the ballgame. Minden had 3. St. Cecilia had 3 block shots. Minden had 1. On three-pointers, again, St. Cecilia just 4 out of 15 from three-point territory, 27%. Minden was 8 out of 22 from three-point range, 36%. From the free-throw line, St. Cecilia 4 out of 9 officially, 44%. Minden was 4 out of 7 for 57%. But again, Joel Groffel hitting a couple of free throws with 7.5 seconds to play. Gives St. Cecilia a three-point cushion at 52-49. Isaac Carlson's three-pointer from the top of the key at the buzzer was no good. And St. Cecilia breaks a 4-game losing streak here tonight as they beat Minden by the score of 52-49. Again, in the girls' ball game earlier tonight, it was Minden beating Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 46-35. Leading the way for St. Cecilia in that ball game was Claire Hamburger and Morgan Nicola. They each scored 10 points in the ball game. Brooke Kissinger with 15. Rebecca Stewart had 12 points for the Minden Whippets. So that will do it from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden here tonight. Great doubleheader between Minden and Hastings St. Cecilia. That'll wrap things up for my producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.